It is Friday, November 8th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
It's Revenge of the Billionaire Nerds. The New York Times reports former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is actively planning to make a late entry into the 2020 Democratic presidential race. Meanwhile, a judge orders Donald Trump to pay $2 million for illegally abusing funds from his own charity foundation. And lastly, billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer's campaign is caught bribing local politicians in exchange for endorsing his Go Nowhere election.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is reportedly expected to file paperwork this week, allowing him to run in Alabama's Democratic primary. According to the New York Times, the billionaire businessman has been privately weighing a bid for the White House for weeks, but has not made up his mind. Although Alabama does not hold any early primary, candidates who want to formally enter the 2020 presidential race in the state must file paperwork by this Friday. And the Times reports that Bloomberg has sent several staffers to Alabama to gather the signatures necessary to qualify for the primary. Bernie Sanders reacted to Bloomberg's possible White House bid as evidence that rich Democrats are worried about the prospect of Sanders becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. The billionaire class is scared, Sanders tweeted, and they should be scared. Donald Trump has been ordered to pay over $2 million to eight nonprofit groups to settle a lawsuit brought by the New York Attorney General over his failed charity foundation. New York Attorney General Letitia James accused the Trump Foundation of functioning as a checkbook to serve the Trump family's political interests and of violating the law by coordinating with Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a group that's been scrutinizing the Trump Foundation for years, said in a statement that the settlement was, quote, fitting and poetic end to this scandal. Trump and his family will be subject to ongoing supervision by the Attorney General's office, and Trump's three children will be forced to undergo compulsory training to, quote, ensure this type of illegal activity never takes place again. I'm sure that was what the problem was, lack of education as to the law. Good luck to that.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The AP reports that a top aide to billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer allegedly offered campaign contributions to local politicians in exchange for endorsing his election. While the offers from Pat Murphy, a former state house speaker and currently top advisor for Steyer's Iowa campaign, is not illegal, payments for endorsements could violate campaign finance laws if they're not disclosed on campaign finance reports. According to the AP, there's no evidence yet that any Iowan politician actually accepted the offer or received campaign contributions from Steyer's campaign. Steyer campaign press secretary told the AP that Murphy has not been authorized to make any offers and that the campaign leadership outside of Iowa is unaware of these allegations. The news comes just days after a staffer in Steyer's South Carolina office got caught illegally accessing volunteer data from Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Let me just put this out there. Steyer, if you're listening, let's talk. There's got to be a lot of zeros behind this, though. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Axios reports that acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify before the House Intelligence Committee today as part of the impeachment inquiry. He is not expected to show up. Several administration officials have reportedly testified that Mulvaney carried out Trump's request to withhold security aid from Ukraine. Meanwhile, House Democrats released the transcript of George Kent's testimony, a senior diplomat who told the impeachment probe that President Trump's anti-corruption campaign in Ukraine was itself corrupt. According to The Hill, Kent voiced concern about Rudy Giuliani's contacts with Ukraine as early as March of this year, which prompted a supervisor to warn him to lay low. Kent will testify publicly next week. The New York Times reports that 5 years after Michigan switched Flint's water supply to the contaminated Flint River from Lake Huron, the city's lead crisis has migrated from its homes to its schools, where neurological and behavioral problems among students are threatening to overwhelm the education system. Lastly, CNN has released a possible timeline for the House impeachment inquiry. First, public hearings start next week and continue the week after. Next, the report will be written during Thanksgiving. Articles of impeachment will be drawn up and debated during the first 2 weeks of December, then a full House vote on impeachment during the last week before Christmas. The so-called most wonderful time of the year, indeed.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.